Again, the third epistle of John, final portion, at least from verses 9 through 14. Verse 9. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Therefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true, that I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name.
In our last reading together, we have the opportunity to look at the lives of two men, Diotrephes and Demetrius. And the goal that John uses in these two cases of mentioning them is one, as a cautionary tale of what we ought not to do, and one as a model of what we ought to do. Very often in the scriptures, negative experiences or negative histories that are recorded serve a purpose. It serves a purpose so that we might steer clear of that same kind of error and failure. And so it's instructive that John, again, being very concerned. The opening line in verse 9 says, I wrote to the assembly. I just want to pause there for a second because this is, again, his elderly, mature care. I wrote. You know, there's nothing like a letter. Letters are very helpful. When we get a letter, we read it and we're encouraged because the person who wrote it took the time to write it, took the time to think through what they put in that letter, and so it has a very real connection between the writer and the reader. And so John's elderly care is demonstrated by the fact that he wrote a letter to the assembly. Doesn't say what the letter was about, doesn't say what the content was, but the fact that he was concerned about them and wanted to write to them to communicate with them demonstrates his care for them. This is such a necessary part of the Christian life, is that we, as we've been sharing all today, having a genuine care one for another in which there is looking out and means by which we might edify, build up, encourage, and support one another. I wrote a letter to the assembly. And so John still demonstrating this care and this maturity and looking out for the interests of others, he would write. And then we're introduced to this character, Diotrephes, and I think we've probably heard many, many talks about Diotrephes, but one of the things we have to be careful of is that there is probably a little spirit of Diotrephes in all of us. And to be very challenged before the Lord to be careful, because whenever we lose the focus from the interests of Christ to self-interest, we are heading in this direction, and we can make all kinds of justifications for our conduct and behavior.
Just a small point. It says, I wrote to the church, or I wrote to, I think Darby has it a little bit different. Basically, I wrote something to the assembly. Obviously, in that day, it was a letter. But I wonder today if we read an email. I mean, it's a communication. So today, it may be different. But the thought is that he was communicating something to the assembly in the way it was done then. Today it could be, as I said, it could be an email.
But the benefit that was written was not communicated to the assembly. It wasn't received by Diotrephes. And so I think this man, and the spirit of this man, because of pride, was hindering the assembly from the benefit of the apostles. So, and what a valuable day it would have been to have the apostles' ministry. Mm-hmm. We have it in the written word. Mm-hmm. But obviously there was more written than what we have in the word. They actually communicated even more. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think this show, this, if this spirit exists, it's destructive to a local company.
And I don't suppose we have any question that this is divinely inspired. I wouldn't want to think that with every letter that is written today. The opposite, rather. You can do a lot of harm with letter writing. And if it's not really, as it is the apostle here, with a desire to help the assembly along and to strengthen them, to warn them on the one hand, what not to do, on the other hand, give encouragement, as we're finding here, by what they are doing and what others are encouraged to follow. And that is, I think, what we, in the context here, when the last verse that we considered in that he says, receive such, therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. And so the question here now is, I wrote to the assembly, but to Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, received us not. So here, there are those that received them, and they were encouraged to receive them, because they came in the name of the Lord. They recognized them as God sent. They had a message that God had given, and for it was for the benefit and blessing. Whatever they did was for the good and upbuilding and the furtherance of the work of the Lord, you might say. Mm-hmm. But here is one who, by his the character, and it comes out so clear, he loved to have the preeminence. That is the hindrance. That's the hindrance in my life, in all of our lives, when there's any desire, or desire that we might do what we have to get, gain preeminence, or by what we're doing, gain a little preeminence and importance in the eyes of the brethren. That's dangerous. None of us are without danger on that score.
So we might say that in reality, he was taking the place of Christ, period. Because the Lord has to have the preeminence in all things. It seems to me this man, if I want to bring it home to us and bring application to help us, he would probably have been the correspondent of that meeting that decided these letters, they're not going to be to the assembly. It's not going to be read to the assembly. It's not going to do this to the assembly. And that's a dangerous ground, dear brethren, where we have to start understanding that a brother is not going to decide on behalf of all the assembly. It is the assembly that receives, it is the assembly that rules, it is the assembly that deals, it is the collective aspect. So you have a spirit of one who really desires to be number one. And that place only belongs to Christ. So when we are in a conference like this, of course we would all be on his case, because none of us would claim that I'm going to have the first place. But God help us from within how we think. From inside, where the brethren cannot hear my motive, that I really want to be number one. I really want to be there. I really want to decide for the brethren. Everything I, myself, and so forth and so on. So the Lord give us grace of such an epistle to see the measure of faithfulness of an individual. But when someone is very carnal, it is the possibility of taking the place of the Lord Jesus amongst the saints.